What's going on, guys? Pardon Murph's Fantasy, week number 14. Finally here, fantasy playoffs. Very exciting. Shout out to Kyler Murray winning the Heisman. A lot of NFL people right now are saying maybe he will choose football over baseball in the near future. Might make more financial sense when you think about how much money quarterbacks even can make. I mean, goddamn, Chase Daniels, starting for the Bears the last few weeks, he's made like $30 million. Kyler Murray would have to wait till he's like 28 to make that much in Major League Baseball. Regardless, back-to-back Oklahoma Heisman Trophy winners. Tua, best quarterback there last night. I also like Dwayne Haskins a lot. We will see in 5 years when we look back at this Heisman if they actually did get it right. Pardon Murph's Fantasy, though, week number 14. Don't forget, check out World's Fastest Pregame Show on Instagram. Also, thanks again to subscribing to the Snowtap Podcast Network. Mitch, Charlie, they do a great job putting out some content every week, whether it's the Daily Tap or Tapping the Keg. Going to keep this a little quick this week. Red Zone game of the day. I love Chiefs, Ravens. I love to see what Lamar Jackson does against that Chiefs defense that has some holes in it. Eric Berry returns, and anytime you can turn the Chiefs on, it'll be interesting to see how they look up against a better defense in the Ravens with no Kareem Hunt, as this team is going to have to morph into a different form. Spencer Ware, he's okay. He's no Kareem Hunt, unfortunately, on the field. Prison inmate game of the week. I'm going to go Detroit, Arizona. I think this is a brutal game. I cannot stand watching the Lions. I couldn't even pick a winner in here if I wanted to. And I didn't want to put the Jets and Bills in there again. I like watching Josh Allen at this point. All right, Murphy's Law of the Week. Do not put New England, New Orleans, and Pittsburgh in a three-team parlay. They're all road favorites. New England's had trouble with Miami in Miami for years. Three out of the four they've lost. New Orleans at Tampa seems fishy. I know the Saints lost last week. And then Pittsburgh at Oakland. The Steelers are just not good on the road. Big Ben's career fantasy splits are not great. They have to win that game, though, but I would just be a little worried about sweating that one out. All right, DraftKings lineup at quarterback. I love Lamar Jackson against the Chiefs. Salary still cheap. Running back, Sony Michel. Running backs torch the Dolphins on the ground. At the other running back position, Jeff Wilson. A little scared about this one, but he had a cheap salary in DraftKings and no Matt Breida. Wide receiver, Kenny Golladay. There's nobody to throw to in Detroit. Marvin Jones out for the year at wide receiver. Julio Jones. The Packers get torched by Julio all the time. Whether it's Devon House, whether it's Charles Woodson, whether it's Mike McKenzie on him, they get torched. And then Michael Thomas, back-to-back weeks, under 6 points in fantasy, but he's going up against one of the worst pass defenses in that New Orleans-Tampa game. New Orleans-Tampa game should be a shootout there. I like that. At tight end, Rob Gronkowski. I like this. His salary is cheap. The other flex position, Cortland Sutton, no Emmanuel Sanders this week. He blew out his Achilles in practice. And then at defense, this is risky, but with no Odell Beckham Jr., I'm going to go Redskins defense in that DraftKings contest. That is filled up for the week. Some other opportunities, too. You could look at a Jalen Samuels. He looks like, in my opinion, he's going to get a lot of the carries. I like Jameis Winston a lot in fantasy this week. Like Christian McCaffrey, as always. Like the Packers defense. Like the Giants defense, there's some cheap options out there for you, ladies and gentlemen, here in week 14 of the fantasy playoffs. Kelly O'Keefe, he just texted in the show. Cam Newton going up against Cleveland or Dak Prescott against the Eagles. I'm going to go Dak Prescott. He's played so well these past few weeks. I'm going to plug in Dak Prescott. All right, that is Pardon Murph's Fantasy week number 14, guys. We will see you on Instagram Live at noon Eastern. We'll answer all your questions and more. Peace.